question on the ballot on November 4th in our community. Two questions actually that are extremely important. One is to extend the existing half-cent sales tax that was utilized to build the hack for permanent flood protection. And we all know we need permanent flood protection to protect our community. That would take about 83% of that half-cent extension. And the other question is, can we use 17% of that extension of that sales tax to utilize dollars to fund $3 million in bonding plus interest to build a wellness center for the community that would enhance not only quality of place, but quality of life. I think, Steve, we can and we should do both. There's been tremendous collaboration effort between the Development Corporation, the Park District, Valley City State University, Mercy Hospital, and other stakeholders working very hard to put this project forward. There's also been work on a joint powers agreement between the Park District, the community, the hospital, and Valley City State University to help us operate this facility if we can get this done. As far as the building, we're trying to refine what's in the facility based on the dollars that we think we have available that we can afford. I can just go through some of the amenities that we're working on. Multi-purpose two gymnasium that could provide basketball, tennis, volleyball, open basketball opportunities for the public, a zero-depth entry swimming pool, hot tub with some lap lanes, drop-in child care available, a real exciting multi-level children's play structure that I think would really be value-added for the community. A party room the community could use, almost 10,000 square foot fitness and cardio space with a walking and running track for the community and university. Obviously, there'll be women's and family locker rooms available. There'll be a couple studio rooms for fitness classes, fitness on demand, those types of things. The Park District offices would be located in this facility, Steve, as well as Valley City State University would have training, physiology lab, exam, and three classroom spaces for the university as their HPE programs continue to just explode. So lots of value for all ages and citizens of the community, Steve.
There are some people who are worried that it's just a Valley City State University, that they would dominate this facility. That has been presented at a couple of public input meetings, and that isn't necessarily the case?
Not at all, Steve. This is not a game facility. It's strictly a recreation facility, wellness center that not only the community could utilize, but the university. And I think there's more momentum right now for this type of facility than I've experienced in the last 25 years. I've been here all my life. And the facility meets tremendous need, and it creates a wide range of opportunities and all with, trying to stay within what we can afford, Steve.
From the last couple of public input meetings that I've been to, it looks like of the $16 million, $10 or $11 million looks like has been committed to this. And if, of course, the vote passes on the 17% on the half-cent sales tax for economic development going toward the $3 million bond for this facility, and then there'd be kind of a fund drive after that. Is that correct?
That's pretty right on, Steve. I think we believe that we're in that $11, $12 million area. There's been some private contributions pledged. A big part of this is a North Dakota Challenge Grant, 2-to-1 matching, $1 million coming from the state of North Dakota. So there'll certainly be a challenge to get to the $16 million. We think we can get there. But, Steve, we really do, as leaders in the community, we've got a responsibility to continue to enhance and improve our community in all facets. This project, again, goes to quality of life, quality of place. It enhances job development. It improves Valley City student recruitment process. It will increase Valley City High School enrollment as we attract workers to bring their families here, not just commute here. It improves the opportunities to retain students at Valley City State University. Without question, this project is a game changer for our community more than we've had in a number of years. So, again, the extension of the sales tax is not an increase in tax. It's not creating a new tax, but going a long ways to provide that permanent flood protection that we desperately need, and also provide tremendous opportunity.
We're speaking with Dick Gallman, who is president of the Valley City Park and Recreation Board, speaking on the Wellness Center, the proposed Wellness Center. Now, the vote comes up on November 4th. It's a citywide measure. The first vote, the way I understand it, as I look at it, it's to extend the existing one-half-cent city sales tax that's now used to finance the Highlander Activity Center. That would sunset by 2017. Then vote number two would be to use 83% of that existing tax, no new tax, for permanent flood protection projects that are underway in Valley City. And as Dick mentioned, 17% would go to the Health and Wellness Center. So those are three measures that are on the ballot on November 4th, and that's what for the city of Valley City residents are looking at. The sign that I saw yesterday, I guess, what do you say to the people who are dead set against this? The sign I saw yesterday said, support economic development and vote no on all city measures. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek, obviously, going the other way on this. They obviously don't support any of these measures that are on the ballot. What would you like to say to those folks?
When all the work was being done on the HAC and a facility that we had tried to build in the community for 20 years, a lot of work went into that. The community was extremely supportive to institute this half-cent sales tax. We've got a wonderful facility at the school, and by 2017, it looks like it's going to be paid for. So here comes, I mean, we've got tremendous opportunity again to just extend that tax. Again, this is a game changer for our community. We need flood protection now more than ever, but this facility can provide tremendous opportunity and improve quality of life. And I would just ask people to really take a hard look at this, that, again, not creating a new tax, but utilizing what's in place. You know, if the vote doesn't pass, I think it's game over. Who knows when something like this would be presented again, but we certainly can support permanent flood protection, and we certainly can promote the building of a wellness center, and we really should.
Dick, could you tell us, coming up on Monday night, people should attend this meeting on Monday night at 6 o'clock. It's at the Highlander Activity Center. Are you going to talk a little bit about some of the financing behind it? I know you've had consultants that have worked on this. Are they going to release some actual cost figures of what it would be to operate it? And all of those things that have been asked at previous meetings, but hopefully will they be answered at this meeting on Monday?
Certainly, Steve. You know, those are great questions. The community deserves to know the answers to those questions. You know, we have a consulting firm that has been working for the last 6-8 weeks, trying to do a lot of studies in other facilities that are similar in size and scope. So yes, we will provide a lot of information regarding the budget, construction costs, sustainability. We'll provide information on fees and membership rates, those kinds of things, so the public can have as much information as they can, you know, to make their informed decision.
So the feasibility of the project would definitely be discussed.
And we'll have a question and answer session, so I certainly encourage people to come out and join us.
All right. Anything else to add before we let you go today?
No, Steve, other than, you know, we just haven't had this kind of momentum for a project that could have this kind of impact on our community and countywide in a long, long time. And we're really close. We need the support of the community. We need permanent flood protection, and we can do both. And just hope that the community would support that effort, and we would and certainly enhance quality of life. And
Dick Gallman, he's the president of the Valley City Park and Recreation Board and our guest. The meeting comes up on the Valley City Health, Wellness, and Physical Education Center. That meeting comes up on Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Highlander Activity Center, and the public is strongly encouraged to attend that meeting.